Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the program. Lots going on in the community this week. As always, it seems like there's always lots of stuff going on in Marion, Kentucky, isn't there? We learned yesterday afternoon that back to school is going to be delayed for 1 week due to furniture and fixtures that have not been delivered for the new wing of the middle school. So that's going to set the entire district back. Plus, they've got some other construction going on over at the elementary school. Just, as expected, we've been talking about this for the last few weeks, that it didn't look like it was moving along to the point that we would be able to get back. Just a lot of things have to fall into place in a narrow window of time for a major project like this to work out. And anytime you're doing construction, there are always delays. It's just inevitable, isn't it? And if it's a week, it's almost surprising if it's only a week. So there's a lot of stuff we'll need to know about back to school now. If anything else changes, there's a school board meeting tonight at 5:30. We should know a little more after that. Right now, what I understand is that the back-to-school events, which are scheduled for the week of Monday, August 18th, they are going to stay on course. I think some of the teachers' professional development days are going to stay on course. But again, we'll learn more. Stay tuned to the Crittenden Press. We'll keep you updated there, and on our the Crittenden Press online, we'll kind of keep you in the know, as that's our job and position. Some other things you'll want to know: the school board tonight will also be talking about taxes. It's property tax time. The county has already made it known that it plans to set its property tax rate next week at the fiscal court meeting. Looks like the rate may stay the same in the county. That'll generate a little bit of new income for the county, because assessments have gone up in parts of the county, plus new property. So when a new house goes up, the county gets a little more tax. So all of the local taxing districts, the city as well, will be setting their property tax rates for 2025 here in the next few days. You'll want to keep your eye out on that. Some other things coming up: don't forget about the Fredonia Festival and Parade. The parade is Friday night, 6 p.m., and the festival is on Saturday. All kinds of fun stuff. If you've never been down there, go check it out. Great food. They cook barbecue right there on site there at the Buddy Rogers Park, and just all kinds of activities, particularly for the kids, but even for the adults. A lot of fun stuff. Don't miss it if you've got an opportunity to get down there. For those of you who have not seen the Crittenden Press yet, which came out yesterday afternoon, we have an interesting story about Randy Book. He's a local carpenter. A lot of people know Randy, and he had a heart transplant just a few weeks ago, and we visited with him and have a nice story in the Crittenden Press. And we want to visit with him this morning and just hear from his own mouth and his companion Amy. They live over by the country club, and we are going to sit down and visit with them in just a moment. But first, we want to have this message from H&H Home and Hardware. As you know, this program is supported by advertising.
H&H Home and Hardware, the name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Now go with me over to Randy Book's house, and let's talk to him for a minute.
So I'm sitting here at the dinner table. We're not having dinner, but we're sitting at a table with Randy Book and Amy Cardwell, his companion. And they've just been through a very life-changing, life-saving experience, you might say. Randy had just a few weeks ago a heart transplant back at the end of April. And Randy, tell us, we're going to have a full-blown article in the Crittenden Press, but just tell us kind of the emotional roller coaster that you went through and describe how you felt when the doctors first told you, hey, you need to have a heart transplant.
Surprised, even that, I mean, I've never been in hospital before, so never had any medical issues. Just basically surprised that it was that bad, and had very, very excellent medical people, and they're professionals, so you know, if they say, then that's probably true. And so
you found out about 3 days before you actually had this transplant that you were going to have it.
Yeah,
they
threw it at us about a week, which the way they did it, it was kind of like that's another option. We're not there yet, but that's another option. So, but once he did decide that was the way that we needed to go, because I was in good enough health for the surgery, where a lot of people aren't, that he thought that now was the time. It was perfect time. They had me where they wanted me as far as what they had to do to prep. And he thought that it was time to at least, get registered and get, availability of an organ and all that. And they did it up in about 3 days. And very fast.
Yeah. Well, it didn't give you much time to think about it.
No, and that was good. To me, it was. I thought about it a little bit, but I've got grandkids and kids. I had actually, before we even got to that point, thought about, well, maybe I only got a year or two left. I might want to try to think about what I want to get done before I leave this world. And it went fast, real fast.
And what did you, what was your first reaction or response when you woke up after it was over?
Well, that I obviously must have made it, because I seen ceiling tiles, but they had me tied, so I couldn't get loose. But he was right there.
Kept your hands tied?
Well, what they do is people pull their cords stuff out. Stuff, yeah. So that's why they do it. He said I wouldn't, just because it was me. But I did pull on him a little bit, and then he heard it. So he come over. Of course, they cut me loose. And I actually got through it fairly well. I mean, he was telling me that, everything's working great. You're doing good. We're going to get you into recovery here and get your folks notified, and then he kind of pushed me out of there and back over to where I was staying.
Did they talk to you about the success rate of these types of surgeries?
Yeah, sure. They said that the success rate was fairly good. Of course, they can't guarantee. They have people that they do it that maybe only live another 2 years, and they've got people 20 years and out. So
but just to make it through the initial surgery, I mean.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty good at what they do, and they do a lot of them. They did 180, almost 200 last year, 186 or 89 that they did last year. I mean, that's almost one every other day. That's a lot of. So, I mean, you couldn't have been in a better place. That's how I looked at it.
And within 8 weeks, you're back to driving a car.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well with the heart, from the heart standpoint. They still monitor me, and they will. Of course, I'll have to do blood work for the rest of my life. They've got, something else I didn't know was your body never accepts a foreign
organ
that you have to take these pills every day.
To force it.
And she was mentioning about that thing we had to watch where the group text or whatever it was. And that nurse kind of just put it bluntly, if you don't take your medicine, you will die. She said it will kill you.
Yeah.
I have forgotten one time, one dose, got up a night dose that I forgot, got up the next morning and, of course, took it. and didn't really, I don't think I had any different feeling or any different. She got on the internet and pulled it up, what to do if you missed one, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, and everything's on the internet.
Yeah, that's yeah. So you feel a lot better now, and you've got a new lease on life, and a lot of blessings counted.
100% better, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure all the people here that I heard from, you too, you know, that helps you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you can read more about their story, their journey through this in this week's Crittenden Press.
Gosh, what an amazing story, and a lot more details you'll find in the printed edition of the Crittenden Press. Of course, it's in the digital edition, too. You want to remind our readers that, you know, you can get the Crittenden Press in the palm of your hand literally every Wednesday by email. We are also working on a plan maybe to even send it to you by text, but you can get it through email, have it on your phone. It's the least expensive way to get the Crittenden Press. As you know, prices have gone up because prices have gone up on everything, frankly. And in order for us to continue on, we had to raise our prices. And speaking also of the newspaper, we had an obituary come in late on Tuesday. Wasn't able to get it in this week's Crittenden Press. That is Timmy Glenn Penn, 67, of Marion, who passed away on Monday at his home. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements. In local sports, the fall sports teams are really getting into gear. Soccer has its first game on Monday. They've had a couple of scrimmages this week. Football has a scrimmage game down at Murray on Friday night, tomorrow night. The volleyball team kicks off on August 19th. The golf team is already underway. And if you're interested in running cross country, that program is just starting to organize. Get in touch with the school district or Coach Sandra Martinez. And in the coaching business, we understand that Devin Belt, baseball coach, Crittenden County High School, has been named the new head coach at Marshall County, one of the best baseball programs in all of West Kentucky. Coach Belt's been around the high school program for about 8 years as assistant coach and head coach. He's former Rocket, of course, region player in baseball, and I believe he was an all-region player in basketball. Well, I know he was all-district. But anyway, the search is underway for his replacement here at Crittenden County. And that's a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.